I'm going to talk about, quote, us and them. You probably know the tendency of people to divide groups into us and them. In sports, our team is better than their team. In church, it's the same thing. Our church knows the Bible better than their church. Our people are better Christians than their people. In this case, the them is Christians with Arminian tendencies. I was involved in an Arminian-type church for about 5 years. Their general trend is to be very concerned with sin, because if they sin too much, they can lose their salvation. This especially applies to big sins. The problem is that they find certain little sins are very hard to overcome. For example, their thought life. So they start saying these things are not sin at all. If these things are not sin, then they can't lose their salvation for them. In general, they tend to excuse certain sins. Now I'll talk about us, those with Calvinist tendencies. Calvinists generally believe they are forgiven for all their sins, past, present, and future. This leads to less concern about sins, because there seems to be little consequence for them. They find certain sins are difficult to overcome, being habitual sins. In general, they tend to excuse certain sins. You know, that sounds familiar, something I said about the Arminians. The truth is that all Christians tend to excuse certain sins. The biblical truth is that sin is serious and matters to God. What are your habitual sins? Which ones are difficult for you to overcome? Do you work more and make more money than what you need? Do you get into immorality in your thoughts or in your use of computers? How about a deeper, more excusable sin like pride? Are you proud of your abilities, the abilities that God gave you as a gift and that you did not earn? The implication in the Bible would be, how can you be a Christian and be proud? What fellowship does light have with darkness? Or, if you like comparisons, shouldn't the Christians that have the most correct theology be able to follow the Bible's rules in the best way? Let's pray. Father, guide us in your holiness and what it means to us in our daily actions, that each thought we have, each action we take, each way we love or unlove anyone else is based on whether we are sinning or whether we have your grace in our lives and your Holy Spirit controlling us. And we pray for your forgiveness through Christ's blood, that it's only through his blood that we can be forgiven. It's only by your grace that we can be righteous, and it's only through you that we do anything good or worth anything. And let us give you the glory, that we would not be proud of ourselves, but we would boast in you, boast in the cross, and we would say that we are sinners, only sinners, but we are saved by grace.